president of the Port Lincoln RSL, Peter Lynn. How are you going, mate? Thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks, Ben.
I'm very pleased because we have a wonderful opportunity here on the Eyre Peninsula to do something very special. We did it last year, and I'm very proud to say that we can do it again this year, which is to bring the Port Lincoln Anzac Day Dawn service to the entire Eyre Peninsula on air, on the radio, which is really exciting.
Yes, I'm really rapt that it's happening again, and I'm also rapt that we can actually have it at Centenary Oval at 6:30, and anyone who wishes can attend. But equally, if they really wish to go to their end of driveways again and to light a candle and to do the service from there, both is equally respectful.
And it's a very easy way for those that have struggled in the past to get to a dawn service to actually engage with it and to pay their respects in a very easy way. And further to that as well, it allows for a lot of young people who may not have been able to go to a dawn service previously, or who have, for those that have found it difficult to get to, it can allow for a lot more inclusion as a result.
Absolutely. And that's the reason for having the broadcasts, so that those that, for like last year, just driving down, even up to an hour before, that came down with six of us there, because that's all that we could with the COVID at that stage. There were young families out. There were elderly out. It was just so lovely. They're the ones that wouldn't really be able to make the dawn service, and they can actually take part and show respect. So it's a really lovely new way of doing business, if you like, to have a both end.
Absolutely.
And as I said, equally from where I'm coming from as a return serviceman is anyone standing at the end of the driveway showing their respect is equal to standing out around an oval, or the cenotaph. It's a great thing.
It's going to be a slightly different program, as we found last year as well, with a slightly shortened program, but at the same time, it's also going to start slightly later, because that allows for those that want to engage with the Adelaide Dawn service, they can do that too.
Yes, that's correct, Ben. And yes, it is shorter. What we're doing is that we're having the member for Flinders, Peter Treloar, is laying a wreath on behalf of the community, as is the mayor, Brad Flaherty, is also laying a wreath on behalf of the community, and we're doing campaign wreaths. After the service, we're there at the Centenary Oval. We'll take the wreaths down to the cenotaph and have them there with the flags for the day. And anyone from the community who wishes then to go and lay a wreath afterwards may be invited to do so.
Excellent.
And that will make it an event that, even though it's still got COVID restrictions, we can still have it as much towards normal as possible.
Absolutely. So you are very much invited to lay your own wreaths or bring a poppy down for the dawn service, post-fact, I suppose.
Yes, after the event.
To ensure that we do adhere to those COVID guidelines. And it will be, hopefully, a different story next year. However, there was the benefit of being able to move to Centenary Oval this year, which has allowed for a slight increase in capacity. So it's not a do not come, but if you are unable to make it, you are able to simply attend from the end of your drive, which I feel in some ways makes it really, really inclusive, doesn't it?
It has, and the Port Lincoln Football Association have gone out of their way to say, hey, here's the Oval, what can we do to help? Quinn has done a great job helping us with that. And that means that on the morning, those who wish to attend can come down. But if you cannot do it and wish to do it from the driveway with the broadcast, you can actually do the same. And I think it's a lovely new addition to the way in which we celebrate Anzac Day.
Fantastic. I look forward to seeing you on the 25th there, Peter. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ben.